Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Yes.
Yes, hello. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes, I was on Depo-Provera for 4 years.
And then you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Correct.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Of the brain. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me try to make this quick here for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All
I live in
right.
Texas.
Texas? Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
I was diagnosed on July 9th, 2021.
July 9th of 2021, you said?
Yes.
Let me see here. When did you start taking Depo?
It was the June 2016.
June of 2016.
Correct.
Do you remember the day? Only because I have to put one on here.
Okay, so it was
Or to the best of your
June.
knowledge.
I would say it was mid-month, so I would say the 15th.
Yeah, I could put 6/15/2016. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And then when did you stop taking it?
I stopped taking it December 2020 after I started getting complications.
Okay. Do you want me to put the middle of the month as well, the 15th?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. December 15th of 2020, and then you were diagnosed July 9th of 2021.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. 2021. Okay. And then Ariel, what's your date of birth, please?
April 16th, 1998.
Okay, let's see, 4/16/1998.
Correct.
All right. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else.
No? Okay. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
I use Pfizer.
That's the company that makes it. So you did use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then do you know which injectable you used? There are three. The main one is Depo-Provera or the Depo Sub-Q or the generic acetates.
It was Depo-Provera.
Depo, okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic or was it always Depo?
It was always Depo-Provera.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, for 4 years.
4 years, okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Correct, because
Okay.
I took the shots every 3 months.
Correct, correct. Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it just because I have to, but did you use Depo Provera any time after the year 1992?
After the year of 1992?
Correct.
Yes.
Got it.
I get why you said that. I'm like, what? I wasn't born until 98. But
No, yeah, I just have to repeat that question word for word. Let me see. Then you started using it 6/15/2016, you said, and then you stopped using it December 15th of 2020, correct?
correct.
All right. And then Ariel, can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then first name, I have it here spelled Ariel. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
A.
A as an apple?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is W-L or W-I-L-S-O-N, Wilson?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
Okay. And then Ariel, what's your social, please?
Oh, you need my social?
Or the last four, either one.
Hold on, let me get it.
Okay.
Last four is 8262.
8262?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, and then that's just for the attorney purposes. If they ever need to retrieve some medical documents for you, they'll use that, okay?
Okay.
All right, you said the last four is 8262.
Mm-hmm.
Your primary contact email, I have it as ariel8xo@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, the number 8XO.
Uh-huh, 8XO, okay. And then primary phone number is 281-928-1228?
Correct.
Okay, and then is this a home phone or a cell phone?
That's a cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Email.
Email is better, okay. And then if we ever have to give you a call, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Evening.
Evenings, okay. And then what is your primary address now?
7950 Belfort, B-E-L-L-F-O-R-T Street. Apartment number 62, Houston, Texas, 77061.
Okay, so I have 7950 Belfort, which is B-E-L-L-F-O-R-T Street, apartment 62, Houston, Texas, 77061.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, and then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or yourself?
OBGYN, doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then how many times was the Depo injected? How many times did you receive it?
Every three months for four years? Uh-huh.
So if my math is correct, that's about 12 times that you received it?
Correct.
Sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo?
Dr. Stephanie, I think it's an Ono, N-O-O-N-O.
O-N-O?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ono?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then that's just spelled O-N-O?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. And then what's the name of the facility where they were giving you the Depo, like the clinic or the hospital?
Yeah, that was at the Houston Methodist Hospital.
Houston Methodist. Okay. Does this address sound correct? 6565 Fannin Street or Fannin Street?
Yep, Fannin Street, Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got it. All right. Let me see. Just got to copy and paste that information. Their address is 6565. Okay. And then for the phone number that I have for that hospital, I have it as 713-790-3311. Does that sound about right?
The number I have for them is 713-903-3053.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably work.
That's probably like their direct line. I was just reading off the general hospital number. Okay, I'll put that one though.
Okay.
And then the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo, was it Dr. Ono as well?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I thought.
Because one of them. Yeah. Okay.
She's the OBGYN.
And she's the one that gave it to you too, right?
Right.
Okay. I just got to copy and paste this one more time. Okay. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI.
MRI? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Robert Rastamali.
Let me see if I spelled that correct. It's Rastamali, spelled R-A-S-T-A-M-A-L-I.
No, it's R-O-S-T-O-M-I-L-Y.
Okay. R-O-S-T-O-M-I-L-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Rastamili?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I totally butchered that. And then was this doctor at the Houston Methodist Hospital as well?
Correct.
Okay.
He's a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Okay. And then same address then. Same phone number. Okay. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
There was active monitoring. They actually had to perform brain surgery, and then they provided steroids.
Okay, brain surgery, and then steroids in the form of a shot, or was this like pills?
Yeah, it was pills. It was
pills. Okay.
Dexamethasone.
Got it. Okay, and then you never received chemo radiation. It was just a surgery.
Correct.
Okay.
They just removed the tumor.
Okay, you got brain surgery, and then you received steroids in the form of pills for that. Okay. Who was the doctor that treated you? Was it Dr. Rastamali?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Ross.
Okay, let me just copy and paste all of that info one more time. Okay, there we go. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
So the hospitalization, yeah, after the surgery, I was hospitalized.
Okay. How long was this for?
It was just for a few days, I believe maybe 4 or 5.
Do you remember when you started or when you were hospitalized?
So when the treatment started was July 2021. And so the actual surgery date was February 28th. And so that's when I was hospitalized, if that's what you mean.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the surgery was from February 28th?
Yes, and I was hospitalized for a few days.
And that was of 2022, right? Because it was...
Mm-hmm. The surgery date, yeah. The surgery date was February 28th, 2022.
Got it. And then you were hospitalized for a couple of days. Do you know how many days that was for?
I believe it was 2 to 3 days. I want to say 3 days.
Okay. Let me just go back here and let's see.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Hard to remember a lot.
I know. No, the good thing is I have a calendar here and I can go back and forth. Because February has 28 days and you were there for about 3 days, 1, 2, 3. So you were there probably until March 3rd. Does that sound about correct?
Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay. Then all of this just has to be like a ballpark for now. We can always look at your documents. So no need to worry about that. All right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't have a copy of my medical records, but I know the hospital has access to them.
the hospital has access to them, would you be able to provide them if we ever need them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then would you be able to provide them via mail or electronically or both?
Electronically, I know for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put electronically there. Everything nowadays is electronic anyways.
I was going to say, this is thing anymore.
Got it. No, yeah. And it takes a while, too, so everything is just an email and it's there.
And it's not guaranteed to get there.
Exactly. Sometimes it gets lost or something happens or it's delivered to the wrong place. Let me see. Now, for this last part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I want to put someone that lives with me.
Okay, who would this be?
Someone that lives with me.
So okay.
It would be my husband.
And what's his name?
You could just say D-E-E.
Okay. Last name Wilson?
Yep, last name Wilson, 832.
Mm-hmm.
546-9535.
9535, okay. And then I have his name as D. Wilson, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know his email? If not, I can just put yours here in the meantime.
Yeah, put mine off the top of my head.
No, that's okay. Let me see. And then you said he lives with you. Let me just put your address on there, too. Got it. Okay. And then you said that was apartment 62, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to quickly sign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're almost there. Let me see. Okay. So I have your full name here as Ariel A. Wilson, which is spelled A-R-I-E-L A. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I have your address as 7950 Belfort Street, Houston, Texas, 77061.
That's correct.
Okay, and then the phone number is 281-928-1228, correct?
Correct.
All right, and then your email, I have it as your first name, Ariel, the number 8, the letters XO at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, everything looks good. Go ahead and put me on speaker now. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. You can open up whichever one is easier for you. You'll see my name. You'll see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents to sign.
All right, I click yes. This envelope was also sent by SMS.
Mm-hmm. I believe you have to agree to all of those.
I'm going to click continue. I see your name, Oscar.
Uh-huh. And then when you see that big yellow start button, that's when it's going to ask for the signatures.
Okay.
I believe it's only two.
Start.
You have to draw your signature with your finger on there.
Did that. Adopt and sign. That's it. Start sending and signing today. So it has a check mark. Does that mean I'm done?
Let me see. Let me try to refresh it on my side. Okay, yeah, I see it. Let me just make sure that you signed it correctly.
Okay.
Okay, I see one signature there, another signature there. Okay, yeah, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with now. They're going to try to call you here within the next 1 to 4 days. it is very important that you pick up that call because they cannot get started on this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I would say the longest is wait 7 days, just because sometimes they do get tied up. But I will also send you my personal work number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. Or if it's been over 7 days, you can give me a call or a text and I can look into this for you, okay?
Okay.
I will, of course, I will also attach their information. So if you want to take matters into your own hands, you can also call them and verify their information with them, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Got it. Okay, well, Ariel, I appreciate your time. Have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.